Well, it's vitally important. We appreciate the support they've had to date, but the numbers have been down, and it's been debated why. But we're quite surprised today to hear from the Ulster Council that there's only about 4,000 tickets left, and they're expecting it to be sold out within 24 hours. So I would encourage all those that think that there's going to be tickets there at the end of the week to get in and get them as quickly as possible, because they're not going to be there at the end of the week. It's going to be a sellout.
One thing about this year already, even though the crowds have been down, the bulk of the crowds that the games that we've gone to, McCool Park, we're running Derry and the last day as well, and the semi-final against Wunstown, the bulk of the crowd was Donegal supporters. So they're still there, and they're still getting out, and they're still supporting the county.
Yeah, well, even at our worst days in National League games, we will have 3,000 or 4,000 people. So we have a huge fan base out there. We have 24,000 members in the county, and not all will get to Clonus, but those that want to be there, I'm sure, have tickets at this stage. It's a great honour to be in an Ulster final. This team have worked very, very hard, and they're very committed to what they set out at the beginning of the year, was to win an Ulster title, and they're going to give it one blast on Sunday, and I know that the people that are going up to support them will understand that they're favourites, but we have to handle the favouritism tag, and good teams do that, and I think this team can do that as well.
The progression of this team has been impressive. Those disappointing days in the league, but in the championship, the way the players have responded from getting relegated has been fantastic. And we've seen that progress through the championship. They've upped it every game. Will they have to up it again against Fermanagh?
I think so. I think, people should not underestimate this Fermanagh team. This Fermanagh team has beaten Monaghan. Monaghan had beaten Tyrone. Before a ball was kicked in Ulster this year, I would have fancied the winners of the Monaghan-Tyrone game to get through to the Ulster final, and that didn't happen, and that's what football can do to you. It can bite you very, very severely, and we've got to make sure that it doesn't bite us on Sunday.
What does it mean to Declan, the management and the team, of having a big Donegal support there and the stand and the terraces, getting behind the team? What value is that to the men that will line out, represent the county the weekend?
It's vital, because Fermanagh, it's the back door of Fermanagh, really. They're in an Ulster final, which they're not used to. They're expecting to bring 10 to 15,000 people there, so it's up to us to bring the same there. And our game plan will have to be in getting around the defence that I'm sure Fermanagh will try to put into their strategy from early on. So Declan's very much aware of it. He's prepared diligently for this, and so is his backroom team. And the players, as I said, are not alone committed, but they're very well prepared for this game.
You're a big Donegal man. I'm sure it would be a great honour for you in your year as chair that an Ulster title comes back into Donegal town on Sunday night.
Absolutely. I didn't expect to be in this position in my first year, but we'll take it as it comes, and I'll be a very delighted Donegal man if that happens.
Okay. We'll hopefully be speaking, and that scenario comes Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Mick.
Thank you, Oisin.